The rest of the story. Of all of the revolutionary heroes in Greek history, none is more celebrated to this day than George. In the early 19th century, he led the Greek freedom fighters in their struggle against the Turks. For a time, he financed the entire war in Western Greece all by himself. And during that struggle for Greek independence, he fell ill and died. Malaria, probably. George was only 36, and yet so valiant was his effort, so brilliant was his leadership, so essential was his support, that this year, 1988, the Greeks and the Bulgarians are throwing a magnificent year-long 200th birthday party for George. Why the Bulgarians? Well, sir, because for 500 years, Bulgaria was dominated by Ottoman Turkey, has been free from Turkish rule for only 110 years. George was an arch enemy of the Turks. That's good enough for the Bulgarians. Their communist publications are making the most of George's bicentenary. People's Culture Weekly, in a long laudatory article, called George an outstanding representative of revolutionary romanticism. His name and his work will be forever linked with the revolutionary movement in Italy and Greece, end quote. Remarkable, touching stories about George are being retold in this time of remembering. For instance, many of the most heart-rendering casualties on the winding road to Greek liberation were the civilians. In one community where the men had either fled or been massacred, women and children were left to fend for themselves. Much of what we now know about revolutionary George, we have learned from his written records of wartime expenses. And in those records are reflected George's attitude toward those abandoned civilians. We see money paid in small but steady increments to a woman with a little girl on one day, to 11 persons, including some children, on another. There's even a priority requisition for candy for unfortunate youngsters. And this in the hardest of times for the revolution, where every penny counted. And one thing more, the civilians whom George treated so sympathetically were not his beloved Greek comrades, but rather Turkish townsfolk who had been caught in the crossfire. That's right. George risked losing the respect, even the support of his fellow freedom fighters, by treating his bitter enemies utterly humanely. And today, George is a hero such as the Greeks have seldom seen. The end came, ironically, not in a battle, but after a chill from riding in the rain. And 10 days later, he was dead. And almost 2 centuries later, he is revered as a father of Greek independence. Even though George wasn't Greek at all. Of all the revolutionary heroes in Greek history, none is more celebrated than George. In the early 19th century, remember, he led the Greek freedom fighters in their struggle against the Turks. And for a time, he financed the entire war in Western Greece all by himself. And it was during that struggle for Greek independence that he fell ill and died, probably of malaria, at the age of 36. But the rest of the world remembers him only as a literary giant, an eccentric and provocative British wordsmith. But now you know the passionate cause that consumed the last years of his brief life. A love affair between Greece and George. George Gordon, Lord Byron. Britain's Lord Byron? Britain's Lord Byron. And now you know the rest of the story.